Blog Talk Radio.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Tell me, say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. You learn to praise Him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
No matter. I mean, no matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give Him a sacrifice of praise. Now, I know you know the song by now. Come.
Come.
Let us adore Him.
Kneel down before
Him. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, say Emmanuel. Next time.
Good evening. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. Our scripture reads, it is 1 Timothy 5:3, honor widows that are widows indeed. I hope that everyone is doing fine tonight. Well, tonight, we're going to do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. First, we're going to talk about bringing correction into someone else's life, just for a short period. And then we're going to talk about Thanksgiving and Christmas, things that we do for Thanksgiving and Christmas, what it means to us and our family. So let me begin by reading the scripture from bringing correction into someone else's life. And the servant of the Lord must, just 1 second, the lighting is not too well right now. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient. Strive means it is to struggle in opposition, contend, to devote serious effort or energy. That's strife. It is, have you ever found yourself in a situation when you are trying to help someone who isn't listening or paying attention to what you are trying to tell him? Should that happen to you in the future. Don't allow yourself or get angry with that person. Lose your temper and say something that you will later regret. But I'm sure you can relate that to your children, to our children. You are talking to them and they're not hearing one word that you're saying. It's going into one ear and coming out the other. It is frustrating to try to help someone who stubbornly sent across the table. I am sorry, y'all, for yawning, but I am sleepy. But I'm going to stay awake. There's someone sitting across the table, and it stares at you, but not listening to one thing that you are saying. From time to time, everyone faces a situation like that. Perhaps it happens when a parent tries to speak to his rebellious child. Yes, when an employee tries to bring correction to an employee, when a pastor speaks the truth that a church member doesn't want to hear, someone who tries lovingly tell you their concern to a friend who he believes is making a mistake in his life. I'm sure you all can relate to all of those different things. As you begin the process of bringing correction into a person's life, put yourself in his shoes. If you were the one sitting there, would it be easier or difficult for you to hear what is about to be said? Would you feel wonderful about receiving correction? Or would you feel a little embarrassed? Well, it's according to what's being said. Because I don't mind to be corrected, but it's the way you do it. And sometimes I do mind to be corrected because of the way it's being said. I present it. So, yes, I can be offended by how it's being presented to me. And I'm sure you feel the same way. It's according to how the person delivers the message. So if a person you are correcting acts close or if a person you are correcting acts close or puts up a wall of defense to you, if he's just embarrassed or reacting out of insecurity, therefore don't stop the correction unless you can see that he's definitely just being combative, and it is completely close to your input. In order to discern the true situation, you need to be patient and show in judging his reaction to that correction. Well, I know many of you have done that before. When you're correcting someone and someone doesn't hear anything that you're saying and really don't care to hear anything that you're saying. So I'm sure we all have dealt with that in the past. But it is always pleasing to be patient. Yes, it is very important to be patient, understanding, and to receive negative information without always getting upset about it. Try to be patient and understanding. Sometimes the correction is needed, but sometimes we don't want to hear it. So I am sure that you can relate to that as well, because it is hard to be criticized sometimes and to sit there and accept it without saying anything. So just know that being a Christian, it's important that you be patient and to listen. So that's all I want to talk about as far as that topic. But the topic that I want to talk about tonight is, what are you doing for Thanksgiving and what are you doing for Christmas? Thanksgiving is I didn't know that Thanksgiving was one of the most traveling days during the year. So it is important that you consider being with your family, going somewhere, not to stay at home and do nothing. It is so important to be with family. So sometimes it takes a little traveling, spending a little bit of money to do just that, because it's not good where you're always getting together during a funeral when there's a death. Yes, you see all of the family members together, and you do have a lot of reminiscing you do, but it's always good to have a happy occasion. Everybody bring in a special dish and talking about old times, about different things that you did when you were young. And now that we are a little immature, mature age, we have probably gained a few pounds. I've lost a few pounds. A new hairdo. Are just different things that have happened in our lives that we share together as family. But it is so much fun when the food is good and you can go back for seconds over and over again until you can't eat anymore and you fall asleep. That's the kind of Thanksgiving I like. But I don't like the part as far as cooking. I do it because I love having good food when you come together as a family. But I do it because out of love. And I'm sure you do the same thing. So Thanksgiving is a very special time. And giving thanks to our Lord and Savior in Jesus Christ. We give thanks to our family members who have come from afar. We give thanks for for us to be in good health or just being alive. We have so much to be thankful for and getting together with our family and friends. I know there are people who go from house to house and eat from one family member to the other. I can't do that. I just like to sit there and enjoy the food at one location. What do you do during your family get-together? What are some of the things that you do, and what is your favorite dish? Well, whenever I go home, I am the dessert person. I have to bring all the desserts, so I can't walk in the house without bringing the carrot cake. The carrot cake is it's a very tedious job to do because I make it from scratch. There is about 12 different ingredients, and I do everything by hand. So, but even though it's a tedious job, I can't come home without a carrot cake in my hand. So that's my dish that I normally, and I always bring some other desserts, but not made by me. The carrot cake is, but everything else is made most of the time by Public for dessert. But Public dessert's just as good as it's making it yourself. What do you do special for Thanksgiving? It is, and a lot of another good thing about Thanksgiving too, you eat things that you haven't eaten in a long time. Oh yes, I eat venison. Venison is deer meat. Normally, and my sister does a very good job of making it taste just like beef. It looks like beef when it's prepared, but it's a little wilder taste, but it's good. I eat, what else I eat? Sometimes my niece cooks, she cooks duck. I think I eat duck once a year when I eat it from her. So there are things that I like about Thanksgiving because I eat different types of food I enjoy once a year. I don't try to cook these things for myself. Now, what do you do for Christmas? Oh, yeah, there's many special things for Christmas. I love decorating my house for Christmas. Do you? Well, you know one thing? As soon as Thanksgiving comes, we're going to be talking about Christmas. And the stores are already decorated for Christmas before Thanksgiving or any other holiday. It is too soon. But just know that it's important that you be with family. Do not stay and have pity party moments at home. Go and share your time with your family. It is important, and also give thanks, always give thanks to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, he was born on Christmas Day. So we must always put something under the Christmas tree for him as well. So that's something that I do. I always have a little present. And I have a little a frame, and it's a Christmas tree frame. In that frame I have Jesus is the reason for the season, and I put that in front of my tree as well. So don't forget what the real meaning of Christmas is for. But the special thing is the gift of giving. I am just like a little kid when it comes to Christmas because I love opening up gifts, and I love seeing others open up their gifts, especially my family. And guess what? My grandson is 1 year old, so he's going to really, I'm going to really enjoy, and he's really going to enjoy Christmas better than he enjoyed it last year because he didn't even know what was going on. But just to see him open up those gifts and playing with the toys, it's going to be a joy. So what are you doing this Thanksgiving, and what are you doing for Christmas? Make it special. Don't think about, it's not going to be the same because my spouse is not here, my sister's not here, my brother's not here, my aunt is not here, my son or daughter. We must move on. Yes, remember the memories, the good memories. Sit and talk about those good memories that you shared and had with that family member. Don't sit and be depressed and just say, I wish he was here, I wish she was here. In spirit, that person is there. Don't sit and have a pity party moment. Enjoy your holiday with your friends and family. Go out to parties, Christmas party, Christmas breakfast, whatever. Just go and enjoy yourself. Just knowing that he, she, whoever, we want you to be happy. So prepare yourself for this holiday. Get ready. Start thinking about what gift, what dish that you can make to take to that Thanksgiving get-together, if you're not cooking. Also think about who you can do something nice for Christmas, a gift to a neighbor, a friend, a family member, or even a church member. Doing things special for others help you to get through your situation. Yes, don't think of yourself. Think of others. Do something special for someone, and that will make you feel better about the holiday. Because the smile that you're going to receive and the thank you're going to receive, it's going to make you feel so good. So just remember, God loves you. It doesn't matter what the situation is. He always will be there. He will give you that hug that you need when you need it. Just ask him, and he'll find a way. If he can't do it, he'll get someone else to do it for him. So be thankful and be merry this coming holiday. Enjoy it. Start preparing for it. You have one the week before Thanksgiving, and start thinking what you can do different, that you can make this Christmas and this Thanksgiving a joyous one. Even if you're not feeling well, just put on that red dress or red suit and get to step in and enjoy yourself, because God wants you to be happy. And your loved one wants you to continue to be happy. So just remember to do that. And there are some things that we're going to be doing, the next chapter, Widow Ministry, and also the New Thing Ministry that I'm also a part of, and also Sheila's daughter, the Gloss Ministry. Well, we're still doing our Shoebox Ministry this coming year. We need each one of you to get a shoebox and fill it up with toiletry items for women with children. We are taking these to a women's shelter. Again, we took them, we delivered almost 100 boxes during Mother's Day. And we're not going to deliver that many for Christmas, but we are. We're going to try to do at least 50 to two of the shelters this coming Christmas holiday. So go ahead and get your shoebox and fill it up with toiletry item for women with children. The other thing that we're going to be doing as well, a new thing ministry that I'm with, we went this week and got toys for tots. This ministry is a 501 C3, so we are able to go to different organizations and get things. We've gotten about 60 different kinds of toys that we're going to also be taking with us to these shelters to deliver to the women and children. So there are many things that our organization is going to be doing. What else are we going to be doing? So just get ready and wrap those shoe boxes together. And if you would like to, you can put a card or something, some sort of prayer or special encouragement in there along with the items. Please do that to encourage others. Because when we go and deliver these boxes, you have to see the smile on their faces, especially these children, knowing that they're stuck in this shelter where they are being protected from abused boyfriend and father and husbands and so forth. So get ready and take care of that. And we are going to get ready for our Christmas breakfast. I'm trying to see what's I need some opinion about that, but I think I'm going to go ahead and schedule it for the third Saturday, which is the Saturday before Christmas. Christmas falls on a Wednesday. Yes, it's on a Wednesday. It's the 21st. We're going to have our breakfast, same place, at the Hilton Hotel at Stonecrest Mall from 9 to 11 a.m. We're going to exchange, we're going to collect these boxes and also enjoy a wonderful breakfast. We're not going to go to, we're going to do this, we're going to go to the same location, do something inexpensive and simple, but we always have a good time. But just wait until Valentine's. Something special is getting ready to happen in February. So get ready for a wonderful surprise and event that will be happening in the month of February. And that's all I have tonight. Just want you to know that God loves you, and God is going to help you get through this holiday. Just have faith and knowing that he will. Trust in him, believe in him, and celebrate Jesus' birthday by giving something, a gift to others. So don't stay home and have a pity party. Go out and enjoy. Yes, we might gain a few pounds this holiday weekend. But it's, it's holiday. These two holidays coming back to back. Yes, but just get ready to lose it in January. But right now, enjoy your time with your friends, family, neighbors, church members, whatever party you can get to, go and have fun. And knowing that it's important that you enjoy this Thanksgiving holiday and Christmas. If you have any questions regarding the Shoebox Project, please give me a call at 770-981-9118. And one other most important announcement. This coming Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Grove, that's the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, we're having a session called Surviving the Holiday Blues. I will be facilitating this workshop, and we will have two. One the Thursday before Thanksgiving and the Thursday before Christmas. Anyone can come from any church, any neighbor, job, friend. You all are welcome. Anyone that's having difficulty getting through the holidays, come and be a part of this workshop, which is called Surviving the Holiday Blues. And there will be refreshments served. This is this coming Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Call me for any more detail. Well, be blessed and have a great week. I am going to turn in because I am very sleepy tonight. You're going to have to make this change soon so I can be able to get to bed a little bit earlier. But all is well, and I hope all is well with you. Be blessed and talk to you again next week, same time, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Good night.
Everybody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised.
says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say.
Come on and lift your voice.
Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed.
My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name.
Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say.